You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The late singer-songwriter-activist Pete Seeger, who died in January, was recently awarded the first Woody Guthrie Prize. Commentator Gary Borders appreciated Seeger's music, but he admired Seeger's inability to turn a blind eye on the politics of the day.
I bought my first Pete Seeger album in 1971 when I was 16, most likely at the Howard store on Moberly Avenue in Longview. That's where I bought most of my records as a teen, in this discount store that was precursor and later victim to Walmart. From our house in South 12th Street, it was an easy hike through the Laterno University campus to the store, where I would flip through the record bin to spend some of my paycheck from the Longview News Journal. I had recently been promoted to part-time photographer. I don't recall that meant a raise in pay, but it did increase my hours. I saw Seeger perform on the Smothers Brothers show or another television venue and was taken by this tall, thin, smiling man with the reedy voice and politically tinged songs. The album I bought was called Rainbow Race. As a long-haired, 16-year-old, self-styled, anti-establishment, wannabe hippie, I was enthralled with songs such as Last Train to Nuremberg, which was an anti-Vietnam War anthem. Seeger was one of my teen heroes. I mourn his passing, though at 94, he certainly got his money's worth out of his time here. His entire life, he sang and fought for the causes he believed in, from the labor movement of the 1940s, civil rights in the 1960s, cleaning up the Hudson River in the 1970s, and Occupy Wall Street just 3 years ago. There he led protesters in singing We Shall Overcome. Seeger slightly rewrote and popularized that civil rights anthem, taken from a gospel spiritual, which had its genesis in black churches. Along the way, Seeger wrote some of America's linchpin folk songs. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? If I Had a Hammer. Turn, Turn, Turn. Kissers Sweeter Than Wine. And Wimaway. Think Lion King. Seeger was blacklisted in the 1950s for his involvement as a young man with the Communist Party, even though he served in the military during World War II and wrote anti-Hitler songs. He took being blacklisted from television in good stride and kept performing, calling himself a communist with a small c. He toured campuses and churches, building an audience for his music among young people in the burgeoning folk scene, even as he was being indicted for contempt of Congress and convicted of a single count, later thrown out by an appeals court. After that, his career bloomed. As he once said, all those protests did was sell tickets and get me free publicity. The more they protested, the bigger the audiences became. Seeger appealed to me not because I always agreed with his politics. I'm a capitalist with a small c. I enjoyed his music and admired him because he was a happy warrior. He never stopped singing and picking his five-string banjo, fighting to clean up the environment, battling racism, doing what he thought was right. At age 90, he co-wrote a song that includes this stanza. When we look and we can see things are not that they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. When we look and see things that should not be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, me and you. Seeger believed that music could change people's minds, saying once, my job is to show folks there's a lot of good music in this world, and if used right, it may help to save the planet. He didn't succeed in saving the planet, of course, but Seeger did his level best through songs that still live in our collective memories.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College.